I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sports ad free. That's amazon.com/sports ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Now, you guys all know I've never been one to bag referees, but there is one thing that really does annoy me in the modern game, and I think it's a really simple change, and it just comes with applying the same rule to each and every play, and it's the Shepherd rule. For me, in rugby league, the only way to do it, the only way to take away all the grey areas is if you run behind your own man holding the ball, whether or not he obstructs someone or not, gone. Penalty, turnover. Whether you score a try or not, it doesn't matter. Now, the way it's gone in rugby league for a number of years now has been they will only call this if it is on a scoring play. If it's not on a scoring play and a player simply takes a tackle where it is, we say, oh, don't worry about it, let's play on. Now, for me, this has always been a major issue, and it's just waiting for a time where it's going to blow up in a big game. And I think we were very lucky that it didn't blow up this weekend, only because it was in games that it didn't have a huge say in the result. I think the results would have gone the same way anyway. But in the Roosters game, James Tedesco ran behind his own man at one point. I think it ended up being an Angus Crichton try, and it got called back simply because James Tedesco ran behind his own man on about the black dot. Now, like a lot of times when this does happen, it's when we have unstructured play. So when teams break out of their normal routine, you end up with guys that are a little bit lost because guys don't know how to respond to this. And a lot of your front rowers, they know that if they run their block on the black dot, the ball goes to the right. They know it's not going to come back for another 15, 16 seconds. So they take their time to get back because they all know what the script says. The script says it's going to go that way. We're going to go to the tram line. We're going to swing it back to the right post. Then we're going to come this way. Yeah, they know what's going to happen. When we go into unstructured play and a guy like James Tedesco gets and he starts crabbing across the field looking for options, all these guys just shit themselves. They don't know where to go. They don't know how to get themselves out of trouble. They stand still, and that's what cost the Roosters a try on the weekend. And look, I am, as I said at the time to my mates, I am happy for the decision to be every time you run behind your own player, it's a penalty. I'm more than happy for that to happen, but we have to be consistent with it. Yesterday, in the Parramatta Eels game, Mitch Moses, and I've spoken about it being unstructured play, how beautiful it is, how fantastic it is, but he ran behind three of his own players. He ran behind three guys the exact same way as James Tedesco did, but on the end of it, he put in a kick, and that just sort of distracted everyone from the fact that he ran behind his own man three times, the exact same thing that James Tedesco did a couple of nights before that we called up. There's another try that they scored. I believe it's Opacik. I can't remember how it ends, but Dylan Brown does the exact same thing. But Dylan Brown, he addresses that he's done it, and he just goes down and take the tackle. Now, whether you go down or take the tackle or not, it doesn't mean that you haven't already done the Shepherd. It doesn't mean that what you've done just before that doesn't matter anymore because I took the tackle. You can't knock on, pick the ball up, and say, oh, I'll just take the tackle, guys. It's sweet. I'll just go down here. It's not how it works. If you break the rules, you break the rules. And we've been waiting for a long time in rugby league for this to blow up in a game, and it's going to happen eventually. It always happens. All these little grey areas, they always come back to bite us in a big area, and this will happen eventually. It's a matter of time, I promise you. And for me, I quite often look at these sides and I'm watching footy and I see a little bit of an obstruction happen and then I see them going to score a try and I just think, don't put that ball down. Do not put that ball down because you know it's going to get called back. It'll be a penalty against you. You're better off putting it on the foot, forcing a forced dropout because they're never going to go upstairs to check it then. That's just how our game works. I see it all the time and I think if they score here, it's going to be a penalty the other way. This is going to cost them 40 metres the other way once the mob kicks for touch. And it happens too much in our game and it's... I just think it's ridiculous that we only enforce this rule on a try-scoring play. If it happens in general play, referees have to call it. It's not hard. If you run behind your own player, you can see it. You need to make a call on it. And the players need to know that whenever you do it, you're going to get penalised. This will stop front rowers from going into the line and standing and watching what's going on. If you're going to go through the line, you go right through it and you get the hell out of the way. Or you don't run as many decoys like they're doing. Something needs to change here because it isn't working for us and something's going to happen in a big moment where teams, it's going to cost someone a game. It's going to cost someone a game in a semi-final where there's this little bit of a grey area. And you know what? Like at some point, like I guarantee you, if Mitch Moses on that play today, he scores, if he runs around those three players and at some point a West Tigers player runs in, I think one of the guys he ran around was Junior Paulo. If one of the West Tigers players runs up and tackles Junior Paulo as Mitchell Moses is going past him, it's a penalty straight away. Yeah, because you can actually see it happening. You can see the interference. Because the West Tigers didn't do that, they got punished with a kick behind the play, the ball off unstructured play that they scored off. It should be a penalty each and every time. For everyone that says, I hate the West Tigers, I'm sticking up for them right now because I think they got wronged on that play. We need to be consistent with this stuff. A shepherd is the same shepherd that you were learning when you were in the under-sixes, when I was in the under-sixes, when everyone was. You are not allowed to run behind your own player. It is as simple as that, and we need to start enforcing that in our game. It is too much of a grey area that we don't take seriously. Whether it's a try-scoring play or not, if Dylan Brown does it, and then he wants to go down and take the tackle, that's fine, but it's a penalty. It has to be done this way. It is not fair how it's going on right now. It is just an absolute lottery, and it's going to cost a team in a big moment. The NRL needs to come down heavy on this and sort it out, let the players know, let the referees know, and be harsh on it. It's not a hard rule. You cannot run behind your own player.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.